Welcome to the Project Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Gorey, mom of a sweet baby girl and an ever-evolving entrepreneur. On this show, we will explore the intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship. We will share stories of moms just like you and me with the goal of fostering community and comfort in knowing that we are not alone in our experiences. Please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to ensure you get all the updated episodes and releases. Welcome to today's episode of the Project Mom Podcast. I want to talk about community today and how important it is and how we can get it. I had read the headline on my CoStar astrology app the day I started drafting this episode, and it really felt fitting. It said, when you feel supported by love, you can do other kinds of meaning everywhere, right? How beautiful is that? To me, that reminds me that with the support and love of a community, right, we can find joy and meaning in all aspects of our lives. But building that community for ourselves takes time and effort, which I think we're unaware of when we start businesses or become moms. When it comes to motherhood, right, we feel we should have these villages in place to support us, but a lot of us don't, right? We don't have family close by, right? We live in an age where transportation and travel has given us the flexibility and freedom to live some distance away from our families. And that really only happened in the last generation or so, right? I think about my parents who grew up with multi-generational homes and cousins up the street. And these past couple of generations have really made major strides in creating environments for ourselves that work towards equality. But as we focus on supporting this change, we lose some of that inherent support that those before us may have gotten. Right? Like those villages of aunts and cousins and neighbors who are primarily providing for others in the family. So from the get-go, right, we have to be intentional about creating support for ourselves. And I know I'm not alone in the thought that I just expected all moms, honestly, to be looking to make friends. So I figured I could, you know, go to the playground, strike up a conversation with the other moms there, and pretty quickly find women who wanted to get together weekly with our rambunctious kids and share our trials and tribulations about motherhood. I had a very similar experience when I started going to networking events at the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey as well, right? I expected others to be in a similar situation as me, looking to find people who would become a business confidant, a bestie, a support as we grew our businesses together. And I have to say, in both scenarios, I've experienced disappointment and surprise. It is not that way. Not everyone is willing or able to meet us where we're at. And it wasn't until I tried, did I know. So that's what I want to focus on today, right? How do we find our people in the face of rejection or disappointment when we put ourselves out there? And as simple as it sounds, my biggest recommendation is to just keep going, right? Keep putting yourself out there. Your people will come. And perhaps we need to maybe reframe what we're looking for in each opportunity, right? Are we able to see the impact that each person we encounter on the journey as providing us a reflection for ourselves, right? Can we find the beauty in some of these moments as micro support, right? That woman that you met at the networking event, the one who had you had an amazing conversation with about your businesses, and you realized you're on the same stage of creation together, yet she hasn't been as receptive to your efforts about getting together again. I'm sure we've all experienced that in some capacity, right? Can we recognize the comfort and support that she actually was able to give us in that moment, right? Was she able to actually remind us that we are not alone in this journey and these experiences, right? That's impactful. For the moms who are looking for that community, right? Did you meet someone at the park who maybe is only visiting the area, but she felt like she could be your mom's soulmate, right? In those moments, she was able to validate some of the struggles for you that you were having with your own kids, right? Maybe around behavior or feeding or just loneliness in this journey as a new mom, right? What a beautiful moment, a micro moment of support. Not every connection or friendship is meant to last us all seasons of life. So can we view those that we meet along this journey of creating community and business and in motherhood as micro moments of support to help us validate what we are experiencing and in turn shed some light and clarity on what we would like moving forward? So how can we find a community that evolves with us? And for me, it comes down to a couple of things. The first is thinking about what your goals are for a community. Is it you're looking for hands-on help with your children? Are you looking for mom friends that you can parent with side by side as you work through different stages? Are you looking for a business confidant for accountability or for growth? Next, with those goals in mind, make a list of opportunities near you where you can meet people who fit this criteria. Right? Think about new mom groups, mommy and me classes, perhaps neighbors who have young children, institutions that align with your goals, right? Such as religious institutions or maybe daycares that provide childcare alongside valuing community gatherings, right? Maybe you're looking for communities such as business networking groups or Facebook groups for mompreneurs. And ultimately, put yourself out there, right? Make an effort to join one or two of these and just meet people, right? The more you do this, the more clear you're going to get on what works for you and what doesn't. And while you're taking part in that journey, take the pressure off. I mean, if we can look for micro moments of support, it eases some of that tension. And what's great about mom groups or business groups, I find from experience, is that there's usually like a level of commitment of a few weeks of classes or events. You do get to see the same folks each week. And it really takes the pressure off of having to make the connection immediately and, you know, putting yourself out there to swap numbers at the risk of never seeing this person again. So ultimately, can we trust the process? Can we be open-minded? What did you like about that group or not like about that interaction? Right? Take note. What was your body telling you? Try something different next time. Right? Making friends and a community takes time and trust. Trust that the people who are meant for you will come and will love you for you. So I'd love to know, right? What kind of experience have you all had as you've tried to build your community? Does this resonate? What worked for you as you found your people? Find us on Instagram for this episode, and let's start a conversation around what works for us to inspire and provide encouragement for those who are on this journey alongside us. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, please help us out and leave a review wherever you listen, and consider sharing with your friends. If you're interested in learning a bit more about the project or want to share your story, please visit our website linked in our show notes below.